Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. We have the president of the Jamestown Downtown Association of Jamestown joining us, obviously Jamestown, Lynn Lambrick joining us. Lynn, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you for joining us, Lynn, and very exciting time. We got the third annual Rods, Hogs, and Things That Go Vroom coming to our community. It's really hard not to like smile when you say vroom.
Yeah, yeah.
This is coming up on Saturday, June 10th. And Lynn, tell us a little bit about the event and kind of how it came to fruition.
Well, we were looking for something to replace Crazy Days downtown. We no longer have a Crazy Days. We just realized that there's... as far as a downtown association, you know, a full-on promotion for the entire downtown, we did not have enough retailers to do a full-blown Crazy Days. So we wanted a summer promotion. We wanted something that was going to bring people downtown and have them congregate. And so what better to do than to look at classic cars and bikes and trucks and all kinds of things that have motors? Brian Kamlitz actually came up with the idea to do something motor related because he realized that we have 13 different clubs based out of Jamestown that all have something to do with motorsports.
So
yeah, he kind of dubbed it as Jamestown, the motorsports capital of North Dakota. And we, you know, just kind of went along those lines. And it has grown again, the third annual this year. We're hoping for, you know, more. Last year, our car count, you know, just about doubled.
Wow.
This year, we're hoping for more. We actually are taking another half a block of space downtown to accommodate the go-kart club and the speedway area, and we just hope that it continues to grow. Yeah. and we just bring on more people, more cars, everything.
Perfect. Well, I mean, 3 years, and then I mean that jump from the first to third second year, mm-hmm. already sounds like it's heading in the right direction.
Yes, so. I hope so.
Coming again Saturday, June 10th, it's Rods, Hogs, and Things That Go Vroom. The day is just full of events, so I guess I'll just let you take it away, Lynn. There's just so many different things that you can highlight for this.
We're starting at 1 o'clock. we will, you know, kind of have the setup area time between 11 and 1, but we're starting at the actual show at 1 o'clock. People can come down at that time. We will have a new Mystics. The Jamestown Mystics are going to do a ribs and fries fundraiser. They will also have the root beer floats like they did last year too. We also have the Italian taco people from Jamestown here. Will Mickelson, he'll be bringing a tent and serving up Italian tacos downtown. We will also have a live music with the old friends playing from 5 to 7 in front of Johnny B's. We have a street dance that starts at 7 at the corner bar. We also have lots of different games for people. You can try your hand at the balance beam that is being sponsored this year by Napa Auto Parts. So there is a $100 prize for the car that can balance the fastest on the balance beam.
Wow.
And then we also have a prize, a new contest this year for loudest exhaust. And the cars that register for the show can tell us at registration if they want to be part of the exhaust contest. Okay. And then our sponsor, S&S Exhaust and Auto Repair, Sean Severson is going to be the one to go around and do the exhaust contest.
Like decibels.
Right. And that'll be a $100 prize for that as well.
That's awesome.
And then we also have the Hanson Tire Changing Contest, and that's completely free of charge for anybody to play around with, you know, challenge yourself against your you know, speedway guy or whatever to see if you're faster than he is. And then also the Christian Motorcycle Association will be doing their little fishing contest for kids.
Oh, awesome.
That they have down there. And the Drag Racing Association will be bringing back their adult trike races.
Yes.
They have a little course that you can run there and kind of test yourself against anybody that you think, you know, you can beat on an adult trike. And I'm telling you, they're not easy to ride. So lots of things to do.
It makes you want to just go just to see that alone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, that part is just fun. That's just pure fun. Well,
amazing.
All of it is just fun.
Absolutely. And I mean, like 3 years, The event has grown to this with all these different, you know, events and things that really are for anybody who wants to come and participate.
Yes. And I should also mention, too, this was kind of a late addition. The Top of the Stairs Dance Studio will be performing at 2 o'clock.
Awesome.
In the right in the middle of First Avenue there. So we will have them available there. The Radio Rover will be broadcasting live from 1 to 4. We'll have music. We'll have music going pretty much throughout the entire event. Yep.
Awesome. So again, Lynn Lambrecht is the president of the Jamestown Downtown Association. So I guess for our listeners who haven't been to this before, Lynn, paint a picture of kind of what they see. Is the street just lined with all different types of motor vehicles?
Yeah, we line up the cars. We kind of have an area for each of the different clubs. Okay. So like, for instance, the off-roaders have a place where they can display their big trucks. The drag racers have a display area, and so do the go-karts and the speedway people. And then the classic cars, we line up along the street side. You kind of next to the curb, along with the trucks. Right. And last year we even had a few tractors showed up. Yeah, I mean, so and we're basically open to display almost anything that has a motor. And then we also put the bikes, the Harley Davidsons and the bikes that are in the contest and things. We line them up in the middle of the street, kind of along the dash lines.
Okay.
And those will be going in front of the office bar this year. They are our sponsor for the bike contest.
Oh, awesome.
And what I should tell people, too, is, I mean, if you have a hot rod, a rat rod, a tricked out truck you want to bring downtown, a really gnarly bike, register it. We will have registration tables on both ends of the street for people. Go ahead and register it, because we're giving away a $500 prize to each of those categories. Best bike, best truck, best car.
Yeah.
And it's $500 cash that day.
That's awesome.
So, you know, get your registration in. The registrations are available at all the different sponsors, at RM Stout, Don Wilhelm, and the office bar. Or you can call me at 320-7217, and I'll make sure to email it. It's on our Facebook page, too. So
lots of ways to get involved.
Yep, yep, that's the thing. And as long as we've got dash plaques to give everybody that registers.
Awesome.
And it's just going to be a really fun day, and I'm hearing that the weather is going to be beautiful.
Like, we're talking like 90s or something like
that? No, not 90s. Right? I hope not. Saturday it said 83 the last time I looked, so let's hope it stays in the 80s.
Yeah, I don't want to get burned out on that, but that's awesome. It's very exciting. Yeah. The rods and hogs and things that go vroom coming up. Get your vehicle signed up. Get registered from 11 to 1, and again, Lynn, is there anything else you wanted to add in there? We covered as much as we could. There's just so much to cover.
We just look forward to seeing everybody downtown. It's a really fun time.
Awesome. Perfect. Lynn, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.